chapter 15 and verse 57. Here's what it says. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. The title of my message this morning is, The Lord is the One Who Gives Us Victory. The Lord is the one who gives us victory. And then another scripture here, Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12. Very familiar. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against wickedness in high places. Thank you, Lord, for the word. Before we continue, I wanted to remind us we need to continue to lift up Israel. And if you've seen the news this morning, they were attacked last night by the country of Iran with missiles and drones. And I read where this morning, I haven't read the latest, but it said 99% of the missiles and drones that came towards Israel was knocked out, was taken care of. They did hit a couple of the airports or the air bases, but they just knew, as of this morning, they only knew of one little 10-year-old girl that had been wounded by shrapnel. And that's amazing. I'm telling you, God has His hand over the country of Israel. And they were encouraging Christians to pray for Israel, pray for its protection, pray for the hostages to be released and returned. So we want to keep them in our prayers. Amen? Amen? We always pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And we know as we get closer to the end time, and I believe we are in the end time, that we know the world's going to turn against Israel. But we're friends of Israel. We love them, and God still has a work. And what's so amazing, I heard this last night. In fact, I was watching the video, and they said, you know, for a long time, the fastest growing church was in China, the underground church. But they said now that the fastest growing underground church is in Iran right now. And they do not want what is happening, the way the government has led them with a strong arm, a religious mindset. They do not want what is over them. They want that thing broken. And so it is an underground church. They know they'll be killed if they let their faith be known. But I'm telling you, there's thousands and thousands of Christians that Lord is showing Himself strong, showing Himself in visions to the Iranian people. And a large majority is under a certain age. It's a young, it's a young generation there that loves God. And they want to be set free. And they do not want what's happening. They don't want war. And so we want to continue to pray for them. God is working across the land. Amen? So when we think of spiritual warfare, one of the scriptures that normally come to mind is this verse in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12. In a nutshell, this means that the real battle is not the co-worker, is not the one that you work next to who is an unbeliever. It's not with your neighbor who proclaims boldly to be an atheist. It's not with the family, your family members who criticize everything that you do or say. And so it's not with anyone that you may associate with. Those are not who the real battle is with. But it is with demonic beings that are working through them. And guess what? They may not even be aware that that's happening. And understand that as long as we live in a fallen world, living in this mortal body made of flesh, guess what? We are going to have stuff to deal with. Amen. There's going to be junk out there we got to deal with on a daily basis. And unless you are a hermit, and unless you have been living alone in the mountains, then you're going to have to deal with people and the spirits that drive those people. There are spiritual battles that we are going to have to fight. But we need to remember that as children of the Most High God, who have the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords residing in our hearts, then we can stand on the promise from 1 John 4:4 that says, greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Look at your neighbor and tell them, I've got the greater living inside of me. Amen. So this morning, how do we as Christians prepare for battle on a daily basis? Let's look at that this morning. I shared this quite a while back, this story, about at the beginning of the Civil War, the general mindset in the North was anything but realistic. The thought of real warfare was not in their minds. Few had any idea of the pain and the suffering that would follow them in the years to come. And history tells us that on that very first day, the very first morning, the day was warm, and as the northern soldiers began to march towards confrontation, many of them began to lay aside their gear as the day grew warmer. Soldiers arrived in the battle front without ammunition and other supplies. They had just laid them aside that they really would be needing in the battle. And it says many of them even walked at their own pace rather than staying with their companies. And so in the beginning, then the outcome we find, of course, was the North there at first was greatly defeated in battle because they had not prepared themselves for the battle. They didn't really know what was coming. Their strategy was merely just show up and we're going to win the battle. Now, as sad as that seemed, and more than we care to acknowledge, that is the same way that many Christians think about spiritual warfare. They neglect the proper training. They're not prepared with the proper weapons. And they don't understand or they won't accept the concept of spiritual authority from any kind or any type of spiritual leader. And so it's no wonder then that they live their lives in defeat. But there really is a way to be prepared. There really is a way to live a life of victory on a daily basis. Even in the midst of everything going on around us, we can be on the receiving end of good things, of great things. We can have joy, we can have peace, and we can receive it in the midst of the most heated battle. We can have that peace and joy. So how in the world can we do that? Psalms chapter 5, if you've got your Bibles, your iPads, your phones, chapter 5 of Psalms gives us then a wonderful example of how David prepared himself for battle. We find that he did it through prayer. So this morning, for just a few minutes, let's look at it together and let's see what we can glean from this chapter, Psalms chapter 5. I'm going to begin with verse 1, the King James. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Everybody say meditation.
Meditation.
Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray. Understand with me that there were many times in David's life when the enemy was out to kill him. And he did not think God was listening or cared at that moment. When in reality, we do know that the Lord continually listens to our cries. Amen? And He really does care about everything that happens in our lives. He cares for our families. He cares for our pets. Amen. We heard the testimony. Sister Lydia's daughter's little doggy. We prayed for it on a Wednesday night. It had gone to somewhere. I forgot where it was at. A big dog stepped on it. And it was just moaning and groaning and hopping around. Just was not very lifelike. And so Wednesday night we prayed. And Sister Lydia called me Thursday morning. Well, guess what? When I got home, that little dog was running all over the house, you know, little tail, and it was hungry, ready to play and all of that. God cares about our lives. Amen?
Amen?
The word meditation here in this scripture does not mean sitting in your recliner, sipping your morning cup of Java while thinking about the goodness of God. Now, that's okay. That's fine because I do it many times. But in this particular verse, the meaning in the Greek was, it meant fervent cry, fervor of mind. And it even gives the word heat. This was a heated discussion going from David's lips to the Lord. Can anybody relate to that?
Yes.
It's okay to be brutally honest with God.
Yes.
He can take it. He already knows. But he don't mind you talking to him. Verse 3. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up. Now here's our example. He started his day by talking to the Lord. Let me just interject. How do you start your day? Grab the phone. Well, what happened during the night? Facebook will tell us here. 3 a.m. Oh my gosh. What's she doing up at 3 a.m. posted? You know. Oh my God. Guess what? Our sins will find us out. You know what I mean? And then they sleep all day. Oh, my God. All right, that's all I'm going to do on that. Look at what he said. I will direct my prayer. The original manuscript left out my prayer. And that was added later in translation. So David said in the morning, I will direct unto thee and I will look up. The word direct here means to arrange, put in order, set oneself for the battle. David knew about preparing for battle from the time that he was a boy, all the way in slaying that lion and slaying that bear and eventually slaying Goliath. So he knew all about that. Now as he prayed, starting out his day, he was saying, Lord, here's what's going on in my life today. I need you today. I'm putting it out there in order to you. You already know, but here it is anyway. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and I will look up. Now, look up doesn't just mean to physically be looking up, but it meant to also look out, to watch, to scout out, and here's the important one, to wait for the expected strategy that I need for this day. So again, how did David prepare? Every morning, I'm going to get up talking to you. I'm going to be open and I'm going to be honest with my life. I'm going to tell you everything, even though you know it all. Here it is, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Amen. And then I'm going to watch. I'm going to look up and I'm going to expect that plan of action that you have for me, which I need today. And guess what? He may tell you to stay right there in the house all day long. Don't go to work today. You need to stay home today. Some people may not understand that. But I'm telling you, it might would save you in the long run. We've heard many testimonies over the years how God saved folks. They were hesitant to go right directly to work. They went another direction. They missed a wreck somewhere. They could have been right involved in it. God protected them. And so this is our example then of how we can prepare our day. And he goes on then to lay out the foundation of his prayer before God. Psalm chapter 5, let's begin reading. Just follow along here. I'm going to start with verse 4. For thou art not a God that has pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt not destroy them that speak leasing as lies. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward the holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wickedness. is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulcher. They flatter with their tongue. Destroy thou them, O God. Let them fall by their counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. So here's what he was saying in a nutshell. These are those that I have to face. They are evil, and you hate evil, so just get them. Just deal with them, God. Amen. Now, you've got to remember that taking revenge should not be in our character. Amen? It's not part of our character to get back at somebody. You leave it to God. You give it to God. He is our avenger. And He avenges like nobody else can. Amen? So remember, God will give us the strategies for every day if we'll just ask Him. Amen. What do I need to do, Lord, today? At the dollar store. Lord, I need to go to the dollar store. He'll show you what to do. He'll lead you to the best deals. He'll lead you to the best parking space. Amen. I need his parking space. Go around once, go around twice. There it is, right there. I was patient. And I'm not going to park out in the North 40 or somewhere, okay? There will be those days we'll fight through binding and loosing because that's the strategy. Yet there are those times, listen, where we have to trust the Lord and know that He's doing the work even when we don't see it. And if we are honest then with ourselves, we would admit that's hard to do. Can you say amen? But in the midst of the battle, if we will learn to trust God, we can walk in such joy, we can walk in such peace, and be receiving at the same time. Knowing, Sister North, knowing, not just believing, knowing our victory is going to come. Amen. Amen. What did Job say in Job 23, verses 8, 9, and 10? He says, I don't see Him working in front of me. I don't see Him working in back of me. I don't see Him working on the right. And I don't see Him on the left, but He's back there working. He's back there working. I don't see Him, but He's back there. And when He's through trying me, I'm going to come forth as pure gold. Praise God. All right, let's look at verse 11. But let all those that put their trust in Thee rejoice. That means to be glad. Let them ever shout for joy. That's being an overcomer. Because Thou defendest them. In other words, He puts a hedge of protection around them. Let them also that love Thy name be joyful in Thee. In other words, be triumphant, be victorious. For Thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor. Wilt Thou compass, in other words, surround him, as with a shield. And it's not just a little handheld shield. That's a full body armor, full shield, going to protect your whole body. So here's our promise. If we truly will trust the Lord with our lives and stay in a place of rejoicing and praising Him, no matter the chaos around us, we have His word that not only will He defend us, but we will walk in the fullness of His blessings. And then in the middle of all the junk, why don't we just take God at His word? Why is that so hard for our lives? Begin your day not with the bad news of the day from CBS, ABC, NBC. Not what's happening with your friends on social media. But guess what? How about starting it with a song in your heart? Thanking the Lord that it's going to be a great day ahead of you. Thanking Him for life and breath. Thanking Him for saving you from a devil's hell. And thank Him that your name is written in heaven. Thank Him for just who He is. Amen? And then tell Him what's on your heart. Give Him your questions and your doubts and your fears. And then, once you've done that, expect the battle plan for the day. Expect then to know just what steps to take in every situation that might arise. Look for good things to happen. Well, Pastor, that's easy for you to say. You just don't know all the stuff that's going on. I just don't know, see how I can do such a thing as that. Well, praise God, you can. when you have made a decision to trust and you know without a shadow of a doubt that your Heavenly Father knows you better than you know yourself. Hallelujah. And yes, He does know what's best for our lives. If we prepare that way, listen, we can't help but be victorious because we have His Word on it. The Bible says in Psalms 37 and 4, delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desire of your heart. In other words, if the Lord is living in your heart and His Spirit is guiding your life, then your desires are going to naturally be going to be His desires. Therefore, your will is going to be His will. It all falls into alignment. Isaiah 58 and 11, the Lord will guide you continually. If we follow the Lord and lean on Him, then He's going to guide us. We can't go wrong with that if we are truly following after His leading. Proverbs 3 and 6, in all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will direct your paths. His Word and His Spirit, listen, will guide you. Yes. Psalm 119, 105, your Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. If you are living a life pleasing then to the Lord and you are following His Word and you are walking in the Spirit, then you are walking in His will. And if you are walking in His will, then guess what? You can't help but be victorious. We're going to be the victor and not the victim. Amen? These things then that have come against you cannot defeat you. So let's be reminded of the fact that the devil is forevermore defeated in our lives. Jesus Christ defeated Satan at Calvary over 2,000 years ago. And so what we are to do is then place our faith completely in that finished work. Don't let your circumstances dictate to you how your life is to be each day when you get up. Well, how are you doing today? Well, under the circumstances, so and so and so. No, we're not to live under the circumstances. We are to live, what? Above the circumstances. Do not let the devil have a say in your life. I don't care what our circumstances may be. Let's begin today to look at our circumstances and in faith begin pleading the blood of Jesus over us. Can you say amen? If God is the ruler of your life, then your life is in His domain. And the devil has no place on God's property. It's high time then for you to drive the devil out of your circumstances. And there really is life and death then in the words that we speak. If you walk around constantly saying that you're defeated, then guess what? You're going to be defeated. If you're constantly saying that life stinks and is unfair, then guess what? You're going to always be believing that life stinks and that it's unfair. If you're always saying that things will never change, then guess what? It won't for you. But let's not swallow any more of the devil's lies. Amen? Let me ask, has not God ever come through for you? He certainly has. Then we can believe that He certainly will do it again. Can you look at somebody and tell them, He'll do it again. His Word is true and He cannot lie. So I'm going to believe what He says is so in my life. And I'm going to praise Him and I'm going to give Him the credit. Amen. The doctors have their place, and that's wonderful. Lawyers have their place, but I'm going to give God the credit. Amen. Listen now, I believe God has called us together for such a time as this, and He has a purpose for us individually and as a body of believers. Philippians 1 and 6 says, "He who has begun a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Jesus Christ," or Christ Jesus. That means His return. So God has begun a good work in us, and He's going to continue this work, and we're going to see mighty results through it. God has begun a good work in all of us, and He will see it through to completion. The devil may have taken some things from you. He may have come after your joy. He may have come after your peace. He may have come after your happiness and your strength and your health and your finance. And he thinks you're just going to give up in your pity party and your depression and wither up and die. But I've got good news. Determine anew today to stand upon the Word of God and begin each day calling upon the name of Jesus and remind the devil of who you are. Remind him of who God is and remind him of who he is and what's going to happen to him. Because it is time for us to get our peace back, our joy back, our strength back. And remember, the Lord is that one who gives us victory. Let's all stand together. Would you give the Lord a hand clap of praise today? It's all right, Brother Galen. Don't worry about coming down. It's okay. I forgot to call him down. Hallelujah. How many know God is good? He's looking out for us. He's already in our tomorrows working. You've got to know that. Don't believe the lies of the enemy that says we're defeated. We're not defeated, and He's not through working. Amen. Praise God. Father, I thank You for this day. I thank You for what You're doing in our lives. And Lord, I just ask God that You would just continue to lead us and to guide us. Help us, Lord, to just seek Your face, to call out to You, to get into Your Word, to follow Your Spirit. And I thank You that we have Your promises of victory if we will do such a thing. So, Lord, today I thank You for this body of people, those that are guests with us today, Lord. I thank You for them. You lead them and guide them, Lord. And we praise You today. We lift up Israel to You. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And, Lord, I thank You that Your hand is upon them. They will not be destroyed, God, because they are Your people. And so I thank You today. I give You all the praise and the glory. Lord, as we go from this house today, Lord, bring us back again at the appointed time. Your hand be upon us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.